podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it's another Cup of Tea show with me, Gareth Roberts. Neil Atkinson is here as well. And delighted to say we've got Paul Collins and Kevin Melvin in the studio, who are from the Total Eclipse of the Sun campaign. If you don't know about the campaign, well, we're going to ask the fellas about it now. But it's quite simple, really. It's getting the sun out of the city in terms of it being sold, in terms of it being allowed access. The recent victory, obviously, in terms of Liverpool FC, no longer allowing any Sun journalists on the premises, full stop. There was always a sort of ban of sorts, if you like, in certain aspects, like they couldn't get exclusives, the photographers weren't allowed on the training ground, certain pictures didn't get sold by agencies and things like that, but this is a total ban now. And, you know, just off myself, my own reaction, I've seen people who maybe don't get it, maybe still don't get it, don't understand why there's a campaign in 2017 relating to something that happened in 1989. So that's why we want to do shows like this, really, to explain the feeling in the city that remains and to explain why people do what they do, really. So, I mean, how did Total Eclipse of the Sun start? This is Paul, by the way.
Yeah, we started at the end of last May. Gareth, how did it start? I don't know, we'd had... wasn't something that we sat there and planned, like all of these things, you know, they happen in different ways, but there was a couple of us got upset by the garage outside the Cop, which was, you know, selling the Sun newspaper, and it was fried the place on the forecourt and all that sort of thing last April time. And the long story short is we had a chat to them and they agreed to stop selling it. And I think the gross sum is we thought, well, if you can do one, you know, you can do more. And I think that's how it started.
So the idea was just, you went and you just had a chat. I'm sure it wasn't unpleasant. You just explained the situation and he went, sounds, we'll sort this out for you.
Very much it wasn't unpleasant, yeah. Because ignorance is too strong a word, but they just didn't know. It was a Polish girl who's working there and it was an Asian owner. And... you know, I like to take the word, they just didn't know. They said things like, why is everyone shouting at us? Why is everyone this, that? And so when we explained it to them, they took what we think's the right decision to stop selling it, yeah.
And I think that shows one of the reasons why, you know, perhaps it is important to sort of continue with these type of campaigns and continue with the boycotts as well, because I think it's educational more than anything else. You know, there's different people in the city all the time. Liverpool's probably multicultural more so than ever before. You've also got a lot of students in the city. You've got different generations. You've grown
a lot of people coming and out, don't they, Gareth? Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Coming in and out. You know, the student population's ever growing as well. And I think that's why it's important to continually sort of get people to question, why is that? And then maybe they find out, and then maybe they discover the lies and the full story as well. I mean, to explain as well, there's always been a boycott, hasn't there, since 1989. Hillsborough Justice Campaign central to that, and, you know, to this day they're still giving out stickers and stuff as well. This campaign is slightly different in that, you know, the original boycott was literally that, you know, don't buy the Sun. This has got actually... and another step, isn't it, if you like, it's going to retailers, it's going to the football clubs, it's saying we want to take another step here, we don't want the paper in our city, full stop.
I think Kevin Melvin here. I think the main thing what we're trying to do as well is get it out there, you know what I mean, with regards to, you know, showing people that we don't want it in the city. I mean, I don't know whether you've seen, we've got 60 Hackney cabs now, which have been wrapped, but also in the process of doing like window mesh for cabs and vehicles, various vehicles. And it's just getting a message out there, you know, because, it, as Paul said, it is, a lot of it is ignorance with people. They don't realise that, you know, what's gone on in the past, you know what I mean? And it's been sort of brushed under the carpet by some people, you know what I mean?
And it's got it in some quite high profile places as well in terms of getting it on the agenda, hasn't it? I mean, you know, we're just over the road here from the town hall. The councillors discussed it, didn't they? And I think Wirral councillors did as well. Knowsley councillors did. I'm not sure about Sefton, but it's ended up on the agenda in quite a lot of places, hasn't it? It's got people talking about it again.
Well, that's got it. There's eight local councillors now have passed that same motion, calling on every seller of the Sun newspaper to stop selling. it was actually preceded Mersey travel were the first sort of institution, if you like. But to list them, it's Liverpool, Wirral, Sefton, Preston, West Lancs, St Helens, Knowsley, and a council in Northern Ireland, Derry and Strabane.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
So, and that's you know, that all, in our opinion, that all adds to pressure on the Sun newspaper. The only council now in Merseyside that's not considered that motion is Halton Council. But hopefully they'll, you know, hopefully they would do so in due course. Yeah,
I mean, I ended up sort of speaking on this myself because when Liverpool made the announcement that they did and said, you know, journalists no longer allowed at Melwood and Anfield, Five Live rang me and said, you know, well, can we get your reaction to that and maybe explain why that is? And you know, it was a very it was quite a mad interview, I thought, in that they just kept going. Why though, you know, and what about this, and what about, and I was getting like, you know, what about freedom of speech?
Well, I'm getting that all the time.
Yeah,
why not though, Gareth, you know what I mean? And this, you know, you tell us where you want to go with the interview. Freedom of choice, freedom of press, that gets thrown at us all the time as well. I don't think it's the be all and end all, to be honest with you. But the thing you said a little bit earlier in the chat there, people say, why now after 28 years? It's a different group of staff, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. The Sun newspaper still playing games with us, you know yourselves. There's at least three occasions in the last 12 months it's had a go at Hillsborough. Related issues.
Still got Calvin McKenzie on the books.
Yeah,
I mean, for all the talk of, oh, well, it's different people and all this sort of stuff, no, you're literally choosing. You don't have to, as a columnist, by the way. You know, yeah. you don't have to literally hand him money when he gets to make jokes like Lord Kelvin Anfield. You're literally letting that happen. And then, you know, you're not only giving him money, but then you're putting that in the paper. At no point does an editor go, you know what, this is going to be, can we have a word here and just ensure that doesn't happen? Yeah. You know what I mean? Forget the idea of anything else. That's absolute raw. It's taking the piss. That's absolutely raw taking the piss out of everything that's gone on. It shows no remorse whatsoever.
So the Sun newspaper hasn't changed its spot. So I don't think that's a valid argument myself.
No, not at all.
We all know they never bothered putting it on the front page when the inquest delivered. Yep. You know, every other newspaper in the land ultimately did. Is that just a strange coincidence? It isn't. Is there something deliberate going on there? And then the other, you know, the other lesser one, but I think still significant. In I think it was in September time. McKenzie in his column was. On the face of it, he was moaning about Labour's attitude to grammar schools. But the way he printed up, he said, and as for those two twerps, I think he called them, those two hopeless twerps, Andy Burnham and Steve Rotherham, they'd rather see your kids die in a ditch than go to a grammar school. But there's 200, I don't know, there's 300 odd Labour MPs, why did he pick them two?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, you know, we're not stupid, are we? Private Eye got onto it and blew him out of the water. So that's, you know, that the Sun newspaper is still, in my opinion, not given any respect, not acting responsibly at all about these sorts of issues. So I don't know whether them arguments are valid, Gareth, really.
No, I mean, I'm with you, and I'm quite proud of the fact that the city takes the stand that it does, and the fact that there is the boycott, that there is additional campaigns now as well, and that we continue to tell the story. I mean, I'm trying to write something on it and finding it quite difficult in terms of what to put in, what to leave out, and how to make it concise enough that people are going to read without it turning into a book, to be honest. But I mean, even when you go all the way back to 1989, you know, people remember The Truth, for instance. But I've started to look at the reporting of Hillsborough full stop by The Sun, and it's not just The Truth. You know, they're putting in stories there around the time about, you know, oh, some lads in pubs rob ciggies and things like that. But it's the prominence of it is telling, you know what I mean? That kind of thing happens all over the world all the time. But this is, no, Liverpool fans are a certain type of people, and that's why this disaster happened. That's why it happened. There was a campaign to, you know, besmirch the character of the city and the people of the city, and so that people outside the city expect us to just sort of go, and that's Sam, we'll just crack on these days. It doesn't work like that.
But on the education side, and it remains the case now, and I think that's something that you know when you're referencing those digs there, you know, at Steve Rotherham and Andy Burnham, there's the what the Sun does at the end of 1989 is off the back of 6 to 10 years of aggressively attacking proud working class sentiment, specifically in the north of England, in cities like Liverpool, going right the way across. It's part of that was, and it's I think that's, you know, when you're talking about education, Gareth, and that, you know, you two are out there doing it every day, you know, it's hard because you've got to put that in context. But it still goes on now. When you're talking about this sort of stuff, it's still going on now. There's no, you know, for me, that's the kicker, is that whilst they've tried to do vague apologies around this sort of stuff, still now we're talking about a newspaper that targets groups. Next week it might be immigrants. The week after that it might be gay people. You think of the coverage that they put right the way through the 1980s around the gay people in North London especially. You know, this is brutality. And when you're saying, you know, when freedom of speech, well, those who want to respond to them don't get freedom of speech in the same, given the same boost that they get by virtue of the fact that it's in a national newspaper. Just because that national newspaper can't be sold in a few places, well, get used to it, lads. You're taking the freedom of speech and the credibility of speech away from thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people. You're trying to do that on a daily basis. Freedom of speech.
Yeah, but free and yeah, but with freedom comes responsibility.
Exactly, exactly.
And that newspaper didn't, well, it never behaved responsibly in 1989. I don't know whether it's behaved responsibly since. You can list off all those groups, of course you can. We were down in London yesterday for the All Grieve Truth and Justice campaign. You know, you know, the issues, same police force, same government, probably the same underhand tactics. So we were supporting the All Grieve Truth and Justice campaign, yeah, and we took the taxis and the leaflets, and again, the campaign was very, very well received. You know, the Sun newspaper never stopped having a go at the miners all those times ago, pervert support the pits, you know, all this sort of thing. So I would agree, yeah, it's, for us, in our campaign, it's about what the Sun did about Hillsborough. We've kept that focus just to keep
Of course,
way.
Of course, I'm just making the wider points.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of members in that group because of what it said about all the different minorities and, you know, racism and the Muslims, the miners, the issues in Northern Ireland. So you're right, yeah.
It's just a freedom of speech thing for me.
They just seem to gold everyone, don't they? You know, for their benefit, for their sales, you know, trying to get sales, they seem to gold everyone. I remember an article years ago which related to Hillsborough about, you know, fans coming out of the ground and pillaging a supermarket and, you know, and things like that. Yeah. They thrive on things like that, you know what I mean? And, you know, obviously it's getting everyone's back up now, isn't it?
Yeah, and let's not forget that the headline that Kelvin McKenzie didn't go with was "You Scum." The other thing I wanted to ask you as well is just sort of, so, you know, you mentioned earlier that it starts off with you sort of go into one garage around Anfield and ask the question and educate the person there, and then it goes from there. How did it grow and grow then? Tell us about how, you know, the wins you've had since it started, how it's grown, the support you've had from different people around the world maybe, and that sort of stuff.
Well, yeah, it's a big question, isn't it?
I just think it's grown because of the way it's being put out there, obviously, with regards to the group, you know, the Facebook group, and, you know...
What have you got on there now, about 80,000, is it, or something?
But there's 50-odd thousand,
yeah.
And, you know, I just think it's gone out there, and if you do it in the right way, you know, put it out there in the right way, you know, it'll grow and grow, but... The certain ethics that you need to keep in line, you know what I mean, with regards to what you're doing on a group as well. So
yeah, you don't want it to turn into sort of
stayed on that line,
bullying, you know, sort of, yeah. I mean, like Neil discussed before, you know, when you go in to see the fella in the garage, there doesn't need to be an aggressive tone or anything. It's just a conversation. It's education, isn't it, about how people feel in this city and why?
I think it's more than it doesn't need to be an aggressive tone. I think there definitely has to be. You have to be at the other end of the scale yourself. I don't think you get anywhere. And that's been proved. And I think,
so, do you think it's important when, you know, when support, if supporters are trying to educate other Liverpool supporters, people listening to this who might not know as well, to not take, you know, to very much be as gentle as you can, you know what I mean? Don't be aggressive. Don't be getting just very much take the listen. I'm just going to explain this to you, and you're hopefully going to take it on board. But take as much of the aggression out of it as possible, Kev.
I think what you're saying there is right, you know what I mean, with regards to that, but we have leaflets, we have a leaflet with, you know, what we give to news agents, I think I left you some, guy.
Yeah, I've got some.
What we give to news agents, and, you know, everyone can see them, everyone can access our pages, our Twitter, our Facebook, our Instagram, everyone can see what we're doing, and with regards to, you know, relaying that information to them on how to go about doing things, you know what I mean? Go in and speak to your news agents, ask them why, and explain, show them that, show them what's on it, what happened, and, you know, that goes a long way with regards to what people are doing when they're going into news
agents? An awful lot of the news agents are foreign owned, and you know, they may be only for the last sort of, well, I don't know, I'm going to say 4 or 5 years, it could be shorts, could be longer. A lot of them genuinely don't know. And newspapers are sale or return, so the newspapers just get sent in anyway to the news agents. An awful lot of the little news agents, when you go and explain to them, they'll join in. Let's say they'll take a principled decision, because you'll be talking to them and customers will be coming in and say, hey mate, they're right, you know, you shouldn't be selling that, blah, blah, blah. So they might make a principled decision. The ones that don't, you know, well, let's use the word boycotts, but what we'll say is, well, we ask people not to shop, you know, in the shops that sell the Sun, and steer them towards the other shops. So these small news agents in Liverpool, they're only selling one or two copies of the Sun. So you'd only need three or four other people to go in and say, I'm not shopping here anymore. And then there's a commercial decision made then, and it's an easy commercial decision.
But on the whole, people are quite happy to go with the principal decision. They listen to what you're saying, they say, yeah, I can see. There's
an awful lot of the news agents will do that, yeah.
Well, yeah. So what kind of numbers have you got now? I know you mentioned before the taxis that are wrapped that we see going around the city all the time. How many of them are there now?
Yeah, there's 60 at the moment.
60 of those. And then and how many sort of shops and stuff are on board, you know?
Just pushing 260.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's good.
And what, it's the little independents and right up to major supermarkets in Merseyside. So right up to and including Asda's and Tesco's, Morrison's. And that project is moving forward as well, yeah.
So what's the next steps then? I mean, you're obviously got where you got with Liverpool, had conversations with the club, and the club finally made that decision after all these years, and you know, the Sun are now out at Anfield and Melwood. There seems to be some similar conversations going on with Everton. A little bit of pressure coming from our fans, their fans, well, everyone really, that for Everton to follow suit, isn't that?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to aim at now. Yeah. You know, hence what we're going to be doing at Goodison on Saturday with regards to leaflets and things like that. We've actually had leaflets made in the colours of Everton, with St Rupert's Tower on, you know, so we can, you know, just show them that it's not just about Liverpool, it's not about, you know, football, it's about a city,
yeah.
It's about unity, and that's what we're trying to achieve with regards to, you know, getting the club to come on board and say, look, we don't want them journalists at our club either.
It's a football thing as well, I think, a football fan thing, because, I mean, I think a certain generation of fans obviously respect and know what happened at Hillsborough, but also know that it could have happened to them. I mean, you know,
yeah.
When we put stuff out there, we've done quite a bit on Hillsborough and on the Sun and stuff like that, and when we put it out there, and I always notice the same people will talk about the stuff, so one of the Newcastle fanzines, for instance, will retweet it, will talk about it. I think he's a similar age to us. I've got copies of fanzines at home, to be honest. I've got a QPR fanzine from the time, 1989, and the whole issue is devoted to the fact that all the times they were in football grounds and they were mistreated by police, they were crushed, the whole of society was wrong-eyed about football fans at the time, and it was basically a matter of time, an accident waiting to happen, wasn't it? And it could have been any set of supporters. So with that in mind, I think there's still that kind of support all the way around the country as well, from like the football community, if you want to call it that.
Well, there is, Gareth, and we're at Goodison on Saturday, and that project is very much in conjunction with some of the blue groups who've basically redesigned that flyer with us, haven't they?
Yeah.
So they'll be taking ownership of it. It's not about red and blue. I don't even know whether it's just about football. You know, you could say it's just about decency.
Decency, yeah.
But in terms of the football side, we're also the Man City lads have been in touch as well. There's a group called 1894 Group MCFC. They're the lads who do all the banners in the home end, and we're doing the leafleting outside the Etihad on Sunday on the Swiss Bridge in conjunction with them. So City banners, Liverpool banners, and the Sun campaign, and the City lads hopefully will take the Sun banners inside their stadium as well. So they'll be taking a stance too, and you know, that's great. The fans sticking together.
Who else have you had sort of support from then? You know, I mean, I seen over the weekend, for instance, like Neville Southall. I seen Neville Southall was getting involved, and he was tweeting it, and you know, he's helping to put a bit of pressure on Everton. I mean, any sort of other, you know, people that people will have heard of that have got involved with the campaign, that have supported the campaign.
There's loads of people supporting it. Loads of, you know, local celebrities and things like that, you know, there's quite a lot of people who support it as well, who don't really want to, you know, they don't want to advertise that they're supporting it, but they support it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Mickey Tomlinson was
Mickey Stark. Stark supported us. Gary Skinner. You know, there's been quite a few. You know,
we have good relationships with the two MPs we were talking about, Steve Rotherham, and we met Andy Burnham again yesterday down at the Home Office. There's a couple of the local bands who'll take our banners and flyers, you know, to all of their gigs. There's so many. There's lots of the Everton lads and Liverpool lads have posed with, you know, the pamphlets and the flyers. Yeah, Ross Barkley did it with outside one of the petrol stations, and that got very well received. We've had Rushy and Brucey, Steve McManaman.
Sign the banner, yeah.
Yeah. Derek Hatton is a prominent, and he's outspoken about issues at Everton Football Club, and he's a great supporter of the campaign as well. Superb.
So, I mean, if there's people out there listening, because we have, you know, we've got listeners all over the world and stuff, and they might, you know, they might want to get involved, they might want to simply support you, get on your Facebook page, whatever it is, in whatever way they can. I mean, what ways can they support you? What ways can they help? Where can they find the Facebook, all that sort of thing?
Well, if they do go onto the Facebook group, Total Eclipse of the Sun, and obviously have a look through the group and go on the Twitter group at Total Eclipse 96. They can find all the information they need on there. They can get stickers and leaflets, and we can send them out to them without a problem.
Yeah. For the most important thing, you know, for you would be that they speak to people. I mean, that's what it's about, isn't it?
It's about the conversation
and having that conversation, and maybe having, you know, if you're sitting here listening to this, you live in Birmingham, and you know someone who reads it, then, you know, again, not aggressive, but just sort of say, this is what this thing did, and you know, did to people who I know, you know, people who are like the people I know. That's what you want, isn't it? That's the best way to do it. Almost there's all the online stuff, and that's important, but it's also just getting that conversation out there about this, isn't it?
Getting the conversation out there, yeah. People further afield, well, and people nearby as well. All those taxes are done by member donations, Gareth. Yeah, so you know, that's that. You know, money. But it's you can't do anything without money. But we're very fortunate that there's enough people who've put money forward, whether it's £1 or £100, to pay for those 60 cabs, and that's an ongoing project as well. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes the people who are further afield sometimes feel, what can I do? Because I can't do. So maybe they can donate £5 or something like that to keep.
And that you can do that all through the Twitter and the Facebook page.
Both, yeah. When we were approaching London yesterday, we were in that taxi which is wrapped, and there was a London cabbie, black cabbie, and he wound us in our beeps on, hey, that's great, that I'd love to have one of them on, you know, my cab. And we said, well, we will anyway, he's going to get in touch. But something Gareth said a few minutes back, and he said, you know what, I can't do his accent like, but he said, you know what, I'm a Chelsea fan. He said, the Chelsea lads, he said, down here we admire what you Liverpool and Everton fans do, the way you stick together. He said, it's just stupendous, you know, all respect you. We'll be back in touch, you know, and I think everyone in this room, you know, I think that is something a little bit special to this city.
Yeah.
Your sister's Evertonian, your auntie, your uncle, families are split down the middle. It's not about geography, it's not about religion. And long may it continue, because the support we've had, the two of us here, we're both Liverpool, but we've got two Everton on the admin team as well, you know, and the support we've all had from across the park for 28 years. It's been solid, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Which, you know, you just couldn't fault it at all. So, let's just hope that the directors at Everton Football Club follow the lead of their fans and take the step to ban the Sun journalists.
Yeah, hopefully that does happen. And, you know, you said that you're campaigning at Goodison Park, you said you're campaigning at Man City. Yeah, obviously, your presence at all the home games as well at Anfield, I've seen you about there as well. Is there anything else sort of planned? Is there anything else, you know, within the campaign that you're hoping to do? Or is it just a continuation, more taxis, more raising awareness, more getting out there to shops and speaking to people?
I think what we're trying to do is just do things as they come along, if you know what I mean. We don't really want to plan too far ahead, because you know, it's an ongoing thing. So we're just trying to do things as we go along. With regards to you know, promoting the campaign outside the city as well. I mean, we have tried with regards to the taxis to get taxis in other areas. We have got one taxi in Belfast, by the way.
Brilliant.
Now, the only sticking point with regards to that, getting cabs in other areas, is it's a licensing thing.
Yeah.
You know, it may not be approved by the relevant licensing council. And, you know, there's some feeble excuses from some of the licensing saying that it's not an advertisement, you can't have it on because it's not an advertisement. And we've had people from Sheffield, people from other parts of Ireland, down south, you know, asking can they have the wrap on the cab. And all I can say to them is, you know, contact your relevant licensing authority and see what happens. And they just come back and say, you know, they said we can't have it. Do you know what I mean? But, you know, I've seen all kinds of adverts on cabs. I can't see what's wrong with that advert, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, well, great work you're doing, fellas. Really good. Great to have you in the studio and have a chat and find out a little bit more about it. As the lad said, look them up on Facebook and Twitter if you want to support them. It's a good cause, it's a worthy cause, and it's getting the message out there that we want absolutely nothing to do with that rag in this city. Thanks to Paul and thanks to Kevin and thanks to Neil as well. That's been another Anfield Rap Cup of Tea. There'll be another one soon. Cheers. Sports Social Podcast Network.